This is Genatzet Hayer,
a toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian, a comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Genatzet Hayer, Pai Luis Inchpesek, July 31st, my friends, and Inchurachem Aisor, very happy to be here. I was on vacation. I know some of you out there were wondering where Jano was. Everyone takes a vacation. Everyone takes time off. A little time off, and we went to a Florida, a beautiful island called Sanibel Island, Chris. It was amazing.
That's a great place.
It's got tropical trees all around. I mean, it was just a good time. It was good to get away.
It's a beautiful place.
But now I'm back, and I'm very happy to be back. And to a little bit of news, and then we've got our guest. I'm not covering the news too much, but the big election for our man, Artie Kasakyan. Well, guess what, folks? He won. He's a California state representative. And Artie couldn't be happier. He let me know about it, and we couldn't be any happier for him, too. That was beautiful, and that's great. That's great to hear. On the protest side, well, I don't know if we had anything on this, too, but that's winding down.
Yep.
So I guess with both the things that we had our whole interview on, Chris, both of them worked out. So this is great stuff.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. And
having an impact.
Yeah, we're having an impact, you might say. Our World Cup soccer team, our Armenian national team, folks, they came out with the brackets. I'm not sure yet, but my friends told me that this is a bracket that's got Kazakhstan in there. It's got like two or three teams in there that's a lot weaker than the last division we were in. So, hey, you know what? They take the top two. Why not Armenia? I think this is a great opportunity for Armenia. Look for the future brackets here for World Cup. I think you're going to like who we're seated with. I think it's going to be a great one there. So, you know what? It's something to look forward to. We haven't had a good team in a while here, so this is a great opportunity. We may have a bracket that we can win in. I tell you what, Chris, we have a great treat here. This is something that I heard on one of the Armenian shows and so forth that on YouTube, and I was like, I couldn't believe it. They sounded so damn good. This is a rap band. This is a rap band, and they're called Erevansky.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I never even knew, you know, we're in the Midwest here, and people out there, I didn't even know we had an Armenian rap band, but man, I was like really getting into it, and this Armenian rap band right now we have, on our show, we have Erevansky and Miko and Rafael. Glad to have you guys on board, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having us on your show. And we know it's the first Armenian podcast network, so we're glad to be on it. And,
oh, thank you.
Very appreciative.
Thank you. How are you guys doing out there?
We're good. Thank you very much. How are you guys doing out there?
Not bad at all. How did this all come about, guys? How did this whole band, Erevansky, get put together? Because, you know, it's very unique and it's very cool, too. So fill us in on that.
Yeah. Let me take you guys way back to 06. That's when we started officially recording songs and album. Our first album dropped in 07, if I'm not mistaken. Erevansky consists three members, which one of us, one of the crew members not here around with us, but me and Rafa are here, and we're going to give you a little info about, like, three of us and
beautiful.
How we started and what he came down to right now.
Excellent.
So basically, officially doing songs on 06 and moved out to, we have two albums. We got awards. We're the first group that ever started rapping in Armenian in Los Angeles. And here we are doing another project called Microphone, which consists of me and Rafa in the group. Miko and Rafa, that's the whole introduction to it.
Now,
in 2008,
yeah, go ahead.
We got
an album out, which was called Hip Hop 2009.
It was 2009, yeah.
2009, Hip Hop album. So we basically mixed the hip hop music with pop music, and it became a hip hop, you know, and music videos
like
and collaborations with a lot of Armenian artists, reggae artists, or hip hop artists. And so, yes,
yeah, pretty much out there, you know, just whatever it takes to do hip hop, and we did it.
So, when you guys started in 2006, was there any rap band out there, rap group, or rap individual that you guys were influenced by?
Yes, there were two crews before us that started rapping in Armenia. One of them was Haytavek, the other one was Haik. They were both known before us, but we were the first one who started doing it in Los Angeles, in U.S.
Beautiful. So this video that, with your last video here, this was all done in L.A.?
Yeah, this is all done in L.A. And it was done, let me tell you how fast it went. It was done in, the shoots were in one day, and the editing was in like a week. So it was like almost like 8 days of process for the whole project.
That's beautiful. There's this, there's a part of the video that you guys are in this fenced in, like a little overpass. How many shoots did that take? Were there any people that were walking by that you got, hey, we got to halt, we got to do this over again or anything like that?
Yes, you're talking about the bridge scene?
Yeah, the overpass with the fenced in.
Yeah, there was a couple of moments that some people were walking into the scene, so we had to stop and cut it out and then continue again.
Sometimes they were even kind enough to just, they saw us, so they stopped before we stopped shooting, and they just but everything went perfectly.
Oh, it's definitely a sweet, sweet video. Now, did you guys grow up together, or did you guys just meet one day, or how did that come about?
We were about like 13 or 12 years old when we came to America little by little. Then we saw each other somehow, became friends, and afterwards we just had this inside of us. This, I don't know, like talent or passion to music and whatever it is, we just wanted to do something and, you know, just do something in this life so it can stay after us. So we just started the music and we liked it, rapping in Armenian when everybody else was doubting, you know, like, oh, there is no Armenian rap, you can't rap in Armenian, this and that. But
see, Haiko and Rafa were, they grew up in Hollywood and they went to the same high school. But I was from Glendale, but I got introduced to them by another friend. And then ever since we started, like, working on some rhymes and trying to put it in whatever it takes in the bedroom, Heiko's bedroom, we tried recording songs, trying to mixing. They're very new to this music thing. We never knew what to do with it. And ever since we dropped the song, people picked it up and they were like, it's great, you know, just give me another one. And we started working on albums and all that, you know, that's how we started.
Did you guys take any, and I'm going to be frank with you on this, did you guys take any heat from the older Armenian culture that's like, hey, what are you guys doing? This is a black guy's music, and how are you guys going to make it in this or anything like that? I mean, did you guys face obstacles like that too?
Yes, we did face obstacles like that because, like, as you mentioned, the older generation was very new to it. We were very new to this, but imagine the older generation being new to it. They weren't very acceptable to it because they didn't think it was the very traditional version of the music Armenia has to offer, but we had to face it and we had to show them that we can do it, and what we do is positive, and we try to teach kids about how to be Armenian, even outside or inside of the Armenia. And we speak in Armenian, so it's very direct, and we can talk about anything and everything that other genres can offer.
Bravo. So your rap, is it more on the positive side? Is it, you know, reality side and a positive? I mean, how do you guys mix the two together, if you even do that? I mean, do you put in a positive perspective in everything too?
Yeah, we try to mostly do. Here's the thing: we don't rap about like chains or something. You know, we mostly go whatever's reality, whatever's happening right now. But in that, we're trying to put the positive in it too. So everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be good. Just move forward, go forward, you know, like you just got to have that feeling inside of you, that positivity and everything. So everything's going to be good. So Beautiful. That's what we're trying to say. You know.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Hey, Chris, is there any chance that we can play their stuff right now?
Absolutely.
Guys, you may hear it, you may not, but in our studio, okay. I don't know if our guys can hear it or not, but we're going to play 20 seconds of your cut called Microphone. That's what did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
All right, beautiful. Microphone, play it, Chris, if you can. Did you guys hear that at all?
Yes, we heard. It was very low, but we could hear it.
Excellent. That was excellent.
Yeah,
I tell you what, Chris, when I'm driving my Tesla, I'm going to blast this. I'm going to blast
it. It's a great song.
I mean, honestly, we got Chris, who's an American guy here, and he's tapping on the table too and everything. So this is good stuff, man. It's beautiful. Great stuff.
Well, thanks very, very much. Thank you, guys. Coming from you, Jono, you know some Armenian, or you speak fluently, but it's kind of not too new for you. But coming from an American or somebody else that's not non-Armenian, it's very like, you know, it's like, okay, they feel the rhythm.
Oh,
we
of
love
course.
It. Like, how can you do that? You know, this music and you vibe. That's great, you know?
Yeah, that's spectacular.
And I got to tell you guys something. I did listen to rap a while back, and I was part of the... I guess I was part of the Ice Cube era because that was my guy back then. And nowadays, I just don't hear rap that you're bouncing your head back and forth or you're tapping on anything. Right. So that was definitely something that I'm very proud to hear. And another note is not just being Armenian, but it sounded really good. It sounded really good.
That's awesome to know.
So now, what do you guys, where are you guys going with this right now? So you got this beautiful cut, you got everything going. So where are you going with this video, with the song, and so forth? Fill us in on that.
Well, basically, the name itself, Microphone, came to like this. It's basically Miko and Rafa. So Microphone, and we started this project. About like almost every month or whatever, we're gonna put out some music, either music video or just the audio itself. Soon it's gonna come up. It's gonna be a lot of shows too.
Now, how so does the public? How
the, we're in the studio. Sorry.
How does the public? How do the Armenians? How do the Odars? How do they find this CD? How do they download it? Where can they get this? Well, where can we find the song?
Very good question. Thank you. I'll answer that right now. People can find our music right if they search Erevansky or Microphone on YouTube pages, or they can go on our Facebook, search Erevansky on Facebook. They can find us. Pretty much every social network, if they search Erevansky, they can find our material, whatever they're interested in. And we're going to drop songs one after another constantly, and we're trying to keep it like that so people can stay busy with us. And we're very active right now, actually.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have any gigs going off right now in L.A. that you like to promote out there as well?
We're actually building the material for it. We want to come out strong, and we want to be harder than what we used to. So that's why we're like preparing for it. We're like working on tracks and like videos so people can like get back to you getting used to us again and this new project that we have to offer with me and Rafa.
So that's why we're building right now to, you know, kind of go on the gigs.
I'll be honest with you guys. The sound system on that video was excellent. Everything was done properly. You guys are on target with this one. I really do like it. And like I said, even if the Odars start liking this, I think that's an added bonus here. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We do everything ourselves. We produce our own music. We write our own music. We record our own music. We mix it. We master it. We have our own studio, which is called D11. That's located in Glendale. It's a recording and dance studio. And we're doing bigger things than only just being an army of rappers. We're actually representing the ABDC, America's Best Dance Crew. I don't know if you guys know about that show. It's on MTV. And I was actually in Warner Brothers last night, and I was on the filming, the taping of the show. It was actually pretty big because we have two of the crews that are on the show coming to our studio and representing our studio. So that's a bigger thing that we're actually involved
beautiful.
In.
That's beautiful. It's giving you exposure. Exposure.
Exactly. And I was on MTV last night when they showed the show. I was in the audience. Actually, I saw myself.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, do you guys have any plans in the future to maybe get on a plane with your crew and so forth and go to Armenia and play in Armenia at all?
We would love to do that, actually. We've been on shows in Moscow. We done shows in states, a couple of states over here, but we've never performed, actually. Three of us never performed in Armenia together. So that's like a dream coming true. Maybe one day we'll do that.
Excellent.
Me and Miko when we went to Armenia, we also shoot a couple of videos over there, and it's out now.
Yeah, when we go back, we actually work with the bigger artists over there. We collaborate with them. We drop singles. So people, if they search Miko Erevansky, Raf Bulo Erevansky, which Rafo's nickname is Bulo Erevansky, that he does like solo stuff.
Right.
But other than that, if they search Erevansky, they can find a bunch of collaborations with Armenian artists that was done and shot in Armenia, you know?
Wow. What do you guys think about the situation with Armenia right now with what's happening and so forth? Do you plan on possibly like System of Down when they went over there for April 24th? That was a beautiful scene, wasn't it? Is there anything like that down the line you guys would say, you know what, this would be a great date to go over there and maybe play something free for them or do something in Hayastan like that? That would be excellent stuff there.
Man, we'd love to do that. Whatever System of a Down did for Armenia, you know, was big. It was huge. Like we were speechless of it.
It was beautiful, like, wasn't it? Yeah.
Great do for the country. And we'd love to be, first of all, we have to be in that position to feel like how they feel. And then if we could do something like that, what they did, I'll be like, okay, that's like, you can never surpass that.
No. And how, when you guys watch that in the rain and they're performing and you got thousands that are just locked in on them. I mean, man, that's getting my hair to stand up right now. It's unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It was beautiful.
That was powerful. That was very powerful.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything that you'd like to throw at him, Chris? Any questions out there?
Yeah, I would just, you know, like to know if, if you have any more, you know, studio work that's coming up in the, you know, in the future here and what there is for us to, you know, to look out for to spread the music around because it's awesome stuff.
Thank you, sir. There is a lot of studio work that we're busy with. Like I mentioned, this dad situation that we're having the ABDC, the whole crew and all the crews, the dance crews coming to our studio Monday, and it's going to be 12 hours of shoot.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to be airing on MTV. So
that's
like,
really cool.
I don't know how bigger can we get with that, you know?
What day is that going to be, fellas?
Okay. Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
What day is that going to be that we can tune into MTV and see this?
The filming is going to be Monday, so I'm hoping they air every Wednesday. So I'm hoping maybe if not this next coming Wednesday, maybe after.
Well, I tell you what, let us know on that. Let us know. Drop me a text or something or or go to our site, Armenia, and let us know. We're, you guys are friends with the show now. Whatever you guys do, we'll put you guys on our site, and we'll definitely see what we could come up with to help you guys out as much as we can as well. So that's beautiful. Who puts out
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Who does most of the lyrics? I mean, these lyrics that you guys were pounding on this video were, I mean, they were coming out real smooth. Is there just one of you that flows like this, or both of you guys just sit down and just throw one word at a time? Or I don't even know how rap is done. I mean, it's very intricate stuff that you guys do. So who does that?
Both of us has our own style of rapping, our own flows and, thoughts and everything. But we sit down, like, Miko's calling me. I'm, like, coming over here. He plays some music, some bits of his, genius music that he does.
Beautiful.
You know, and we just go for it and we feel it, like, what type of song will go with this, you know? Like, and we come up with the plan and we just basically just saying goodbye to each other and, you know, like, go to our own planet and starting writing about that. And after an hour or two, we come together and start recording. And basically, this guy just does a crazy work with the sound, which I love, which I'm very comfortable with.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
Something else. You know, because when it's Miko working on the mixing and producing and mastering the stuff, like, you know, I'm just very, I can't even leave the studio, go, but I'll be very, you know, like, sure that it's going to be a crazy sound. And we, both of us actually graduated the MI Musicians Institute. We're graduating MI Musicians Institute, which is located in Hollywood. That was like a couple of years back. We both had the diploma of being a sound engineer, mastering engineer, whatever you want to call it. So that's like a little degree we have over there too.
We
offer all whatever goes with the music. We offer everything, starting with the beat, with the songwriting, recording, mixing, mastering, everything about it, and even dancing and. And plus, he can he gives the classes too, like with the programs and, you know, whatever program it is which comes with music, he even gives classes for that.
Oh yeah, Musicians Institute is a great school. I actually have had
you know about that, Chris?
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends who've actually have gone to school for everything from sound engineering to actually, you know, like for guitar and for instruments, and it's as good as it gets.
So
yes, sir.
Yeah. So you guys are just well equipped with all this information, all this, all the stuff that you guys have
and
done.
Skill,
yeah,
and talent,
the skills. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful stuff. Now,
yes, sir. Go ahead. I was gonna say, in the beginning, we didn't know what we were doing. Like, we didn't know how to record. We didn't know how to mix and master. We still managed to kind of put it out there. But right now we're actually educated and we actually know what we're doing. So it's
excellent.
Like more professional, like the approach is more serious, you know?
Well, I think that cuts down on a lot of the money that you guys put out too. If you guys know the stuff and you guys are putting everything together, you're cutting a lot of people out that, you know, you could use that money for other resources as well.
That's very true.
That's beautiful. Now that you guys do all this, is there any free time do you guys have? Do you have any free time to do anything after all this too?
We have some little free time to kind of go in the gym, go in the pool a little bit, like work out, stay fit, because our audience have to like look up to us, kind of be like, okay, that's what I want to be or look like. So we have to like stay fit. We work out sometimes. We swim, like I said. Sometimes we go to the parties. You know how it goes when... You know, in Glendale, there's always, like, on the weekend, there's some party about. So we kind of have to kind of catch up on that, too, kind of party and loosen up a little bit. And then we go back to the studio again, start working, which whatever it is that we love to do, you know?
Well, I tell you what, guys, I wish you the best of luck with everything. And you're a friend of the show. If anything pops up in the future for you guys. You're more than welcome to get back on our show and tell us all about your next coming projects. And I tell you what, it's been a treat to have you. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. We
Thanks
really
a lot.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
A lot, John. Yeah. And Chris, we really appreciate this opportunity to be on your show. And I wish the very best for your own podcast show. And I hope you guys get more millions of downloads on your. I know you're already doing big, but I want you to do bigger and go harder. And we definitely support the situation. We love it. We're glad to be on your show. Very thankful.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much, Yechbarz. We appreciate it. And again, our band here is called Erevansky, and listen to their new cut here with it's called Microphone. So, thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch up
with
you.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brothers. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was some good stuff, man.
Oh, man, I really like that music.
It was like how they composed that together, and I'm just like bouncing up and down on my table here.
Well, and it's obvious that they know what they're up against there. They're excellent engineers. They went to Musicians Institute. That's a really high end school for engineers and musicians in L.A.
This is not a cheese ball outfit.
No,
no.
Some of the best sound engineers in the world have gone to school there. So.
You're kidding?
No,
it's that profound.
Yeah, it's a lot of the Hollywood screenplays that you see, the movies that you see. Those are Musicians Institute engineers who are doing the mixing.
Well, you know what? They gotta be. I mean. In this business, too, that they're in, I mean, how much money do you save just doing stuff like that, too, to cut the middle guy out?
Huge. I mean, studio time in Los Angeles is expensive, especially when you have to hire an engineer.
Oh, excellent. We only wish these guys the best of luck. Well, moving on. Hey, I kind of screwed this one up, guys. We always have our last segment here, Cooking with My Armenian Family with Myram. She gives out a recipe. This time, I kind of screwed this one up because, well, we were late with the whole thing, my scheduling and so forth, and I kind of got a hold of I'm really late, and she goes, hey, I don't have a recipe for you this time, and I caught her really late on this one,
yep.
Chris. I hope she doesn't throw me in a pot and boil me in a hot soup or anything, mm-hmm. But that was my fault, and we will definitely catch up with Myram next week with... her recipe, and you could always find her book at Cooking with My Armenian Family, and that's a great place to find some great Armenian recipes. It's been a great show, Chris.
Great show.
Yeah, we got the band, and I'm very happy with that. We got them on our show, and it was great to have those guys. And again, check out Erevansky out there, Miko and Rafo. These guys are really doing everything they can to make it happen out there. And tune in next time. Kisher Party, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzet Hayer,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. You can find the show online at www.armeniaproud.com. Or download and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for Android. This is the Ignotainment Media Network. Kitty.